We opened in 2013. We started out as an open firm, I suppose, as we thought maybe a small open firm. And it just expanded and expanded. And we were open a year when we were granted our zoo license. So we got a lot more exotic animals then, which like a lot of locals are out with us regularly with school tours, birthday parties and just day visitors coming to us. And then in the last couple of years, we've become members of two associations. It's called Biaza and we've been BALI approved. So that would be on the same basis as FOTA, Dublin Zoo and Tato Park.
Oh, wow.
So we work very closely with those. A lot of our training is actually done in Tato Park and with FOTA. So we have a guy, he's a mentor. He's actually the head animal man above in Tato Park. So we have, for people that haven't been out, it's just a few of the animals we have. We have ringtail lemurs, we have black and white lemurs, we have wallabies, we have raccoons. We have huge variety of owls. We have eagle owls, we have snowy owls, we have great greys. Other animals down, I mentioned the wallabies. We have Poitou donkey. He's the only, he's a real giant donkey. He's a big hit at the farm. He's the only one in Ireland. He's a French donkey.
All right.
So, yeah, we call him, or he can be called a mammoth donkey as well. So anyone who's visited will know Jerry because he's really, really is.
You can't miss him.
No. And then on the farm side then we have cows, sheep, goats, the usual pigs, rabbits. We have meerkats. We have different varieties of monkeys. There's loads to see and it's a great day out. We're open every day now at the moment for the summer. We open at 11, we close at 5:30 and on a Sunday in bank holiday then 12 o'clock. So you're more than welcome to bring a picnic if you like, but we have a full cafe. We have seating for almost 100 people out there. So picnics then just, we just like them if they could eat them outside just for health and safety. But people can come in and out and grab them. They don't have to bring everything in at the time. And our birthday parties are a huge hit with us too.
The question I have to ask you is, what made you decide to open a zoo? Because not many people open a zoo.
No, not many people own a zoo, no. One day, a long time ago, myself and my husband were in Dublin Zoo. We had no children, so we obviously had nothing else to do at the time. And out of the whole zoo, there was a little city, a little farm with cows. There was a cow, I think, sheep and a pig. And it was packed. And out of the whole zoo with all the other animals, this was the real attraction. So myself and my husband were both auctioneers. And you know the way the property market went. So my dad was a farmer. We had the land. So we said, why don't we try something like this at home? So we got our planning and we said, sure, let's start out and see. And it's just, it's really gone from strength to strength since we opened. And we're delighted now. Like our 5-year anniversary was 2 weeks ago. We had Chase from Paw Patrol out celebrating with us. And we had a huge amount of people from everywhere, all over. Foreigners, Irish people, everywhere now. Like we're delighted with it.
Because, I mean, obviously, setting up something like that in an area such as Ardmore, it's a little bit, I mean, it's not far off because you take the turn off the N25 towards Ardmore, you'll see signs for
the we're about a half a mile just down that road on the left.
What do you make of the response people have had to your farm and zoo there? You know, because it tends to draw in big crowds, doesn't
it? Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Really, really good now. And, you know, you'd expect maybe it'd be a lot of people that would be travelling, but we got a lot of Ardmore, Youghal, Dungarvan people coming to us too. You know, it's hard to compete, I suppose, with the size of FOTA and all that. The people have been always going to FOTA. Suddenly they've started coming out to us. So it's great, you know, and we've made good old friends over the years too. We have a lot of regulars come to us.
Obviously, you celebrated 5 years in business just a couple of weeks ago. What do you look for in the future? What's the next stage for you?
Well, we've just opened our glamping pod site, which is our next development.
Glamping? What's glamping?
Glamping is glamorous camping, Justin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they are...
Wait, so people can stay?
They can stay, yeah. We have 6 megapods, so you can sleep 4 in a pod, so we can sleep up to 24 people. They were built in Listowel. They're Irish made. They were built by beautifully finished, really good carpenters. So in each pod then you have 2 double beds and you have a toilet sink and a fridge, and then we have a Scandinavian log cabin, so we have showers and a kitchen area in there, so you're welcome to cook or you can hire a barbecue from us. And people are doing a bit of both, or they're getting takeaways. So we opened 2 weeks ago, so like we can't get over. It's the amount of different type of people coming into us again from different areas. I even had a woman from Switzerland last night. She was just driving past, yeah, and just checked in. So we're getting people, most people are booking, but we are getting a few just driving along. And again, you know, we would expect people to be travelling afar. I've had three families out from Yall staying with us already. So it's brilliant. Yeah, it's really good. So we're booked out now all this weekend.
So you also now offer this residential kind of experience at the same time. So people go there and you can stay the night. What else can they do there once they're there?
So they get access to the indoor play centre as free, which is a three-tier play centre in the open farm during our opening hours. And then we offer discount to people if they want to use the zoo, or they go to the beach, they go into the restaurants in Ardmore, they go into Dungarvan, they do the Greenway, which is, of course, a big hit for us. You know, we'd like to draw the people up from there too. Accommodation is just short around Ardmore, so we felt there was a weakness there. So we just wanted to add something else to the zoo again. And we feel this is, and people are delighted, like they're hearing very funny noises in the middle of the night, but you might have to warn them that they're not coming into their rooms, they're in their enclosures, they're safe. But yeah, people, the kids are just, they're fabulous, the kids I'm meeting. Like I had a child there last week, she was crying when she was going home because she wanted to stay. So like, how often do you get to say you stayed on a zoo?
What is it like to offer that experience to kids? Because, I mean, there is something when you can kind of, what's the word? When you can excite a child, when you get them enthusiastic, it's just an amazing thing to see their kind of eyes light up and be full of wonder. You know, what is that experience like for you?
Oh, it's brilliant. I have three young kids myself. I have a 6, a 5 and a 3-year-old. So I know exactly what it's like when I go on my holidays. And they're in jumping on the beds and they're like running around like crazy children. Like last week, I had four sisters, and they had 4 kids with them. They went in and they were like crazy kids running around the showers. And the mother was like, shh. And I was like, it's okay. I know what it's like to be a mother. And the kids, like, they're fabulous. And, you know, you go in the morning, they're telling you about your night before and what they heard, what animal they heard and what they did, where they went. They went swimming here. It's brilliant. They're brilliant. The kids are fabulous.
And as regards, we talked about the glamping, the zoo side of things, are you going to look to expand the types of animals that you have there?
Well, at the moment now, we've added a lot this year. Actually, I didn't mention we got otters now this year, so that was our big
otters?
Addition. Yeah, we have 3 male otters and we have lynx cats. Now, there's a bit of a delay in them coming into the country, but once they're in, they'll be in the farm. So we do hope to have them. Their enclosure is ready. We're just waiting for them to come. So they're...
When you take on these new types of animals, does that require a kind of additional development to your facilities as well? I would imagine like the otters would require some sort of
water-based
enclosure.
Yeah, so new enclosure has to be built for each new animal. The otters have access to a pond, and the lynx cats said that enclosure, like full new enclosure, had to be built for those. A lot of work, building and maintaining the whole place, you know, but we've 2 good full-time lads there and they keep on top of it.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you kind of get a lot of school trips and that kind of thing. Obviously, we're in the summertime now. What kind of people are coming to you these days?
So these days I'm getting a lot of, a lot of holiday makers. We've got a lot of kind of mums having their play dates with other kids, just trying to entertain them through the holidays. The weekends then you'll get a lot of mums and dads. We have a few groups still coming in. We had preschool in this week. We get some Farroger groups now in July as well because they're all in. Holiday makers really, and day trippers. And then, as I said, the people staying now, they're coming into us and they're spreading the word too. So,
and you mentioned you have cafe facilities as well. Do you find, are there a lot of people who just kind of pop in to have the cup of tea or have
they
a chat?
They do, we do. We get, I suppose, the difficult part for us with the cafe, it's in the play centre. So if you come along with your kids, it's hard to say, look, you can't use the play centre. So generally, I suppose it's maybe older people come in without their children to use the cafe. But we do, and we get some groups coming in for tea, coffee and scones. So, you know, we arrange all that for them as well.
If people want to find out more about the Open Farm, where can they find out more
information? So for the Open Farm, it's ardmoreopenfarm.ie. And then for the glamping, it's ardmoreglampingpods.ie, or you can phone us on 024-87600.
024-87600.
That's the open farm phone number.
All right. Well, listen, Bridget, thanks very much
Thank
for
you,
coming
Justin.
In.
Pleasure to meet you.
Because it sounds like you're extremely busy at this time of year.
Just a small bit.
You must come back and we'll have a chat again and see how it's going.
Yeah, definitely. And we do, like a lot of people would know here, we do a huge experience for Christmas as well. So maybe, Justin, we can meet up before that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Is that something as well you kind of look into? Maybe, like, I know a lot of kind of organisations such as yours have these kind of themed events for particular times of the year. What do you have planned for Christmas? What is
so we
Christmas
do a
thing?
Winter Wonderland every year. Peter Kelly out of Brides of Frank, he helps us out doing, he snows the whole place. So it's beautiful.
He snows
he
the
snows
whole
place? Okay. Yeah, he comes in and he
How many acres are we talking about?
No, this is the indoor area. We don't do the whole farm and zoo at all. this is my husband's big baby is Christmas. He really, really loves it.
All right.
So Santi will be there then normally from the start of December up until the day before Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
So we big Christmas again last year and it's brilliant. It's magical when they come in. But we have new plans now this year, so they'll have to keep tuned in. It'll be different.
Well, we look forward to hearing about that too. Ardmoreopenfarm.ie is the website, or they can ring 024-876-100-876-00.
Yeah.
Bridget, thanks so much for coming in. It's great to
talk to you.
Thank you,
Justin. Brilliant.
That's Bridget Collins from Ardmore Open Farm. I'll just give you that website again. It's ardmoreopenfarm.ie or 024-876-00.